Gold Centre Victoria, Skyhooks horror movie. It is the wake-up call with Daniel in for Robbo and Steve. Thanks to Aviva Communities Bendigo for over 55's retirement lifestyle living. Don't forget, after 8:30, Neil Mitchell on 13 13 32. Well, there is a proposal to Castlemaine Council in relation to an electric town loop bus. This sounds absolutely fascinating. To tell us more is Castlemaine resident Aurora Ricky. Aurora, good morning to you. Aurora, good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. This is an interesting proposal. Tell us about it.
We are proposing a town loop bus around Castlemaine, an electric bus, so we can meet the net zero and we can help the community, because the current bus system doesn't meet the community needs. It's not disabled friendly or pram friendly, and the timing is so infrequent that people don't. Can't use it.
So how many buses a day are running through that particular area?
So around the town loop, there's four timing, 9, 12 and 2 o'clock.
Yep.
So, yeah, it doesn't fit people that go to commute to the station, go to Bendigo or Melbourne and come back, or people that like to go around town.
Sure. So how did you come about this idea for this proposal, Aurora? Was it something that you thought up, or maybe you've talked to a couple of people in the Castlemaine area?
No, I'm actually just moved to the area and I don't drive. I'm about to get my license, but I don't want to use it as much. I ride my bike everywhere, but with a newborn, you can't really ride a bike.
No.
You have to wear an helmet, so it's quite impossible. And I had to walk around town. I was like, where is the buses? And and then I spoke with a few residents, and it seems like they had the same problem, even though they were driving. Because, you need a car to go far, but not to go to the shops or to go to the station.
Mm. So to make this sort of a reality, what do you need to do to talk to council with this proposal? What's the next steps?
So the next step is collecting data from case studies that have already been done, for example, in Sydney or Adelaide, using the model of probably the community buses in Gisborne as well. Yeah. So still in the Mount Alexander, there are some community buses, but not electric, so that will be a step forward. And, just collecting data, seeing where the benefits of council are. And one of the benefits could be we don't need to build a bigger parking space at the station because there will be a bus.
Yeah.
So it's saving money.
Yeah, Aurora Ricky is a resident for the Castlemaine area. A proposal putting to council for an electric town loop bus. Now, this particular bus, obviously you've looked at the route that it would go around the area and the like. Are residents happy with this idea?
Yeah, some residents are happy and some residents, don't like change as much, and, they think that the current system is working, and probably they're the one that don't need the system. But the majority of them are responsive, and Castlemaine is a really pro-sustainability town. So the fact that it's electric will be back up by the community real time, like sustainability group and all the people. And I mean, the current bus doesn't fit wheelchair, and the aging of population is just not feasible.
So what are you hoping now, the next step? So what are you seeking to try and make this a reality?
So now we're just really putting together the proposal and put it to council. And I spoke with Whitmore, which is the company that run the Castlemaine and Bendigo area with the buses, and he's really willing to make the change and we just need to find partners to actually make the electric bus and funding will be one of the bigger ones.
That's always huge, isn't it, when it comes to funding. Now the funding side of things, are you talking your local MPs, or are you just trying to do a bit of a fundraiser yourself?
No, I think we will have to take it to the local MP and take it to to the transport, what's her name, Jacinta Allen?
Jacinta Allen, yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well. We all wish you well and hope that it does become a reality, the electric Town Loop bus. And is there anything else that we might be able to help residents around Bendigo, Central Victoria, to make this a reality, like maybe emailing or something? Is there a petition?
Yeah, if they'd like to help out, I mean, hands on deck are really good to do research and to help out really in any way. They could send me an email, and my name is Aurora Ritchie, which is AuroraRitchie@outlook.com.
We'll have all the details.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll have all the details up on our website. Aurora, wish you well, and keep us updated as to how it all goes.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Have a good morning, everyone.